So indigenous firms then. So an indigenous firm is an Irish, natively locally based business that has been established and is owned, managed by Irish residents. So they produce goods and services in Ireland, and the owners have a direct personal interest in the survival and growth of the firm. The principle of placing a business in Ireland, for example, Easons and Supervalu, are examples of the Irish-based businesses that are owned in by Irish residents. I suppose it's set up here because we're kind of in Europe and that. Just remember that it's an Irish firm. So it's set up by Irish residents. So benefits of indigenous firms. So they're more likely to remain loyal to the country, and this will protect levels of employment, so they're going to stay here and not move. They may inspire other local business entrepreneurs to develop similar businesses, and indigenous firms tend to be low intensive, and this will create employment opportunities for the Irish public. A couple of trends. So the likes of decreased sales in relation to COVID. So a challenge of Irish indigenous firms is a decrease in sales due to the COVID pandemic. Businesses are facing challenges such as meeting loan repayments from the bank. There's no kind of, they're not selling anything, so there's no money coming in. Maintaining staff levels and increasing sales and product profitability. There's more competition then from transnational companies. So local businesses such as your pharmacies, bookstores, news agents face competition from firms such as Boots, Tesco. These businesses have a huge economies of scale and make it difficult for the small businesses firms to compete, especially based on price. There's more relegation or so the regulation. The Irish businesses face increased regulation from the European Union. This involves regulations, for example, information and packaging must be displayed. So if there's any directives sent in, Irish businesses will have to implement them. Lack of skilled workers. Brexit then will be a big one as well, and the likes of technology and rates would affect the business. We also get competition from foreign direct investment. So the idea Ireland is facing stiff competition from foreign nations who can offer bigger grants, for example, the UK and Germany, or have low wages, for example, Eastern Europe or Asia. So for Ireland, couple of reasons why companies come here will be the single European market. So since the emergence of Ireland in the EU trading bloc, it's been easier for Irish firms to trade freely on the continent. So to compete with these larger transnational companies, Ireland firms had to opt to form alliances, mergers, and takeovers to survive in the market. Niche marketing. Businesses that identify niche marketing in a global economy where factors such as quality of design, image, innovation, or customer service are more important than price. And environmental issues. So there is a need for Irish businesses to develop environmentally friendly activities, and this will help to promote the business name and keep Ireland's green reputation on the global stage. And this will act as a marketing tool to sell produce. You also have transnational companies. These are companies that